Carolyn.
On May 18, 1860, the day when the Republican Party would nominate its candidate for president, Abraham Lincoln was up early. As he climbed the stairs to his plainly furnished law office on the west side of the public square in Springfield, Illinois, breakfast was being served at the 130-room Chanery House on 4th Street. Fresh butter, flour, lard, and eggs were being put out for sale at the city grocery store on North 6th Street. And in the morning newspaper, the proprietors at Smith, Wickersham & Company had announced the arrival of a large spring stock of silks, calicos, ginghams, and linens, along with a new supply of the latest styles of hosiery and gloves. The Republicans had chosen to meet in Chicago. A new convention hall called the Wigwam had been constructed for the occasion. The first ballot was not due to be called until 10 a.m., and Lincoln, although patient by nature, was visibly nervous, fidgety, and intensely excited. With an outside chance to secure the Republican nomination for the highest office of the land, he was unable to focus on his work.